If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and on your favorite podcast platform. So definitely feel free to check us out and listen to us and spread the word. And we're seeing more and more people who are tuning us in, which is very good. On the radio, you don't see the direct response because that's the nature of radio, but I assume it's happening in the radio and because it's reflecting what we're seeing online. So that's very good as well. So anyway, we had an interesting article that was published about our parish. And in case you didn't know this, on Tuesday nights at 6:30 p.m., which would be tonight if you happen to be in the Boston area, we have a discussion group. And basically what happens is people come to the group and whatever comes up, we discuss, obviously, within the light of faith. So it really brings some really interesting discussion. So in any case, this is one of the things we're doing. Well, in the pilot, a couple weeks ago, it was actually on the January 5th edition, which was a week ago. There is an article which you can look up. It says Alston Parish discussion group breaks the rules of polite conversation. It was written by Wes Cipolla, who came to one of the discussion groups and talked about it. So it was very good. And the article was great. People liked it. But also it reflects on something we do. And the group itself is a way to bring our Catholic faith into our own life and into the real world. And that's an important aspect. One of the things you want to be careful of is separating your Catholic faith from the world in which you live in. And one of the things that I always bring up in the readings is there's a lot of humanity, especially in the Old Testament, but there's a lot of humanity in the readings. Because these readings that we see in the Old Testament, these stories, happen in real-world environments. And therefore, they're going to be real-world reactions. And this is an important consideration because our faith has to be able to work with us in the real world. And if it doesn't, then it becomes separated from how we actually live our life. And that becomes a problem. One of the issues with people who are constantly criticizing the Pope is the Pope is trying to do that, bring our faith to experience so that we can share it within the real world context with real world people. Yet there are people who are rejecting the Pope because what they're doing is they're taking the theory of faith and separating it from the reality of living it every day. And so this is one of the issues that's going on in the church. And obviously this is an issue that I really, it's important to me, but also the idea of just taking our faith as the theoretical aspects of our faith and not bringing it into the real world. And how do I explain that? Well, very simple. How do you deal with a real world issue in light of your faith? So a lot of people will address their faith in very black and white terms. This and we don't live in black and white terms. We live in what is known as gray areas most of our lives. Great example of this from the example I always use, traffic. And that is red light says stop. Yellow light says use caution because the light's about to turn red. What do you do when you are in that middle ground that you're not able to stop? And that's what the yellow light means. The light turns yellow. You know it's going to turn red. You're not able to stop. So what do you do with that middle area? And the traffic lights account for that. And that's an important consideration. But then how do we do that within the aspect of faith? How do we deal with the real world in the aspect of faith when everything is not black and white? Certain things are right and certain things are wrong, but there's also the issue that falls in the middle. And how do we deal with that? And how do we respond to that? How do you respond in the real world with something that you know is wrong that needs to be addressed, but it has to be addressed in the real world, not just by simply dismissing it or turning it away or whatever the case may be? We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. So I have a suggestion for you. If you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and you'd like to say, gee, I'd like to experience St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. That's also our chanted Mass. We give chanted responses to everything, usually during the liturgy of the Eucharist. So that's important. We even chant the Our Father. So that's an important consideration. So if you're looking for a church to call home and we're not sure how to go about test driving one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, I do understand that if you go to church, back to discussing real world in a sense, and you say, well, I'm not ready to put anything in the collection yet because I'm just not there yet, but you don't want to look like you're just sitting there, hands hanging. Here's what I want you to do. Write down the word radio on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston and for no other church either as well. So only do that there, but definitely an opportunity to check out, write the word radio on a piece of paper. If you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts. And you know what? We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Please do not throw the stone. So anyway, there we are. So we're talking about living our faith in the real world. And that's what our discussion is on Tuesday nights. But that reality is there. And I gave the example of how the world really works can be seen in a yellow light that is about to turn red. Well, what do you do when you're in that area where you can't stop and, you know, the light allows you to keep on going with caution? When is that mark that you stop or you don't? That's an important consideration. If you take everything as strictly black and white and not take the whole reality in the context of everything, what you're going to end up doing is you're going to accept people who you consider to be the ultimate in holiness, and you're going to turn people away who are not in that category. And what's going to happen is you're going to build a very elitist organization or parish. We don't allow those people here. It's very black and white. But if you want to invite someone in, and like we do, like invite someone in and with that help people to understand what it means to be a Catholic, which is what I do with my preaching, then you are working at times in helping people who are in that yellow area. They're not sure. They haven't reached the point of understanding at what point something is right or wrong. Give you an example. And there are certain things that definitely they're, you know, either do A or B. Now, dealing with someone, you're walking down the street and someone says, hey, you got a couple bucks? What do you do? That's actually a yellow area. because one thing will say, well, if I give you money and you use it for something that you shouldn't, then that's wrong. But if I don't give you money and you need it for something that you should have, then I'm not, and I'm able to give you money, that's always number one, then I'm not doing what I should do. So that's a good example of that middle ground. And the question is, what do you do? Well, that's something that you can only understand within context. Many people in the Catholic worker movement would say, give them money. Many other people in other groups would say, no, give the money to a foundation and let them go to someplace funded by the foundation. Those are all different responses, but as you can see, with each and every one of those responses, it's not a black and white issue. And that's what our bringing our faith into the real world is all about, understanding that there are certain things that are always right and certain things that they're always wrong, just like there's a red light that says to stop and a green light to say go. But a lot of things happen in the yellow area. Do I stop? Do I go? I'm not sure if I should stop. I might, you know, stop too fast and get rear-ended, or I might not stop fast enough and I'll go through a red light. You know, that middle ground is important. And that's the important thing of bringing your faith into that middle ground so you can understand how to navigate the world in the middle ground. If everything was black and white, it would be very easy, but it's not. And this is one of the things the Pope is always bringing out, and his detractors are back into everything needs to be black and white. The world does not work in black and white. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.